Recent tragedies in Seattle have triggered an emergency discussion of drunk driving laws. Governor Jay Inslee said Tuesday it's not acceptable that it takes a fifth DUI in 10 years before a driver is charged with a felony. But changing that policy would be costly. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Governor Inslee says he wants a bigger, bolder response to drunk driving after two high-profile fatal crashes. Both involved alleged repeat drunk drivers. There was the North Seattle family run down crossing the street, and the longtime Eddie Bauer employee hit head-on by a wrong-way driver on the approach to the 520 bridge. At a meeting of the state's Impaired Driving Working Group, Frank Blair, whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver, urged a lower threshold for felony DUI.
They need to be taken out of society after they've been given every possible accommodation and opportunity to change their behavior and refuse to do so.
But House Public Safety Chair Roger Goodman cautioned the state would have to build a whole new prison to accommodate all the additional drunk driving convicts. Goodman is proposing additional penalties for wrong-way drivers and mandatory installation of ignition interlock devices before a drunk driver's vehicle is released from impound. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.